Hey guys, what's up? My name's Russ.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to the real deal with Russ and Neil.
The real deal with Russ and Neil. That is the real deal with Russ and Neil.
Why are you over enunciating every word, bro?
Just in case. It's for the deaf listeners.
You mean deaf?
No, deaf.
No, deaf.
Like as in dead.
People can't listen, dude.
Deceased.
I mean, it'd be cool if we had some... Dude, if we were the Undead Pod... We could be the Undead Podcast. The only podcast just for dead people.
All right, no, stop the podcast. We have a new idea, see ya.
No,
I'm just
kidding. No, but by the way, right before we did this, Neil was dying.
Yeah.
You also have no idea who we are, so you don't care if he's dying, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess we should tell you a little bit about ourselves. That would probably make logical sense.
Yeah.
Like I said, my name's Russ, his name's Neil, we've been best pals for, like, almost 10 years now.
Almost, yeah, getting there.
We met in fifth grade, mm-hmm. at Northeast Elementary School.
Northeast Elementary.
We live in a small-ish town.
Yeah, it's, we live in Northeast, named after, well, the school is named after the town.
And the town's named after the location.
Location.
I've always thought it's kind of a dumb name.
Yeah.
Just put the direction your town's in as the name, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a small town in Maryland, so we live on the East Coast, We love crabs.
I actually don't like crabs or any seafood at all, so I'm actually not allowed to live in Maryland legally.
So yeah. That's the rule.
It's actually against the law.
It is. No, but, so we live in Northeast Maryland. We are both attending college.
Yeah, we both go to Cecil Community College.
Yeah,
represent. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Hashtag it's community college, so hashtag saving money.
Yeah.
First time I've ever used hashtags like that. Not really sure why I started on this, but I did. So we're going to roll with that.
That sounds good to me. Now, how was your day?
It was pretty good. I mean, we were together for most of the day, I would say, or at least half. Half of it.
Yeah.
I went to class.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite class, but I went there, worked out a little bit.
Cool.
Then you headed over.
Yeah, I met you at the school.
Played some b-ball.
Played a little bit of b-ball.
Outside of the school.
Basketball,
actually,
not
inside the school, but.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good time.
Got one.
We came up with the idea for this podcast.
Yeah, well, not today. We've been thinking about it for a bit, but today was
true.
The day.
We really ironed it out.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you can tell because we have a high level of organization, for sure.
We super do. We definitely
The production quality, through the roof. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars on this alone, actually. it's a solid day. We got some Mickey D's.
Mickey D's for lunch, then ate some spaghetti and meatballs for dinner.
Hey, baguette, am I right? Yeah. Dude, come on, baguette. Come on, bajon. Hey, oi, come on. Some of those weren't even real words, so that's cool.
We made them.
So, you just made them up?
Yeah. So, what else happened? Oh, you know what? We had that very long discussion over the names.
Oh, about your erectile? Oh.
No, not my erectile.
Oh, okay. Is that not what we talked about? Oh, is that not supposed to bring that up on the podcast?
I don't have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, that's what we had to talk about. But anyways, though.
Actually, we discussed most people our age, being 18, 19 area, grew up with this show. But some people may not know it, so we'll explain it for anyone who is listening, if there is.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
We were talking about the Kid Next Door. Kids Next Door,
the code,
right?
Name Kids Next Door was the name of the show, right? And basically it just followed these five kids who were part of this big, like, undercover kind of
secret agency
called the Kids Next Door, and they fought, like, evil adults.
Kind of a weird show, actually.
But it was fun. It was a fun show to watch. And we were talking about, they all go by code names, like numbers, so... It's like number one, number two, number three, number four, number five.
Hey, why are you saying them all like number five says them?
No, because that's how it's spelled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's spelled. It's not.
I always just thought that's how number five spelled.
Yeah,
to be
no,
honest
every,
with you.
So did I. But every single character is number.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's
but, yeah.
Cool.
So we're trying to remember their names. They have real names, like there's a guy, but they all have these ridiculous freaking.
Yeah,
names.
Like one of them's names, Nigel Uno.
Nigel Uno, and
you can guess which number he is. Friggin' Uno, come on, man.
And they had, like, Kuki Sanban, Hoagie Gilligan.
I think that's vaguely racist, I'll be honest with you.
It was, it definitely was. But it was early 2000s, you could get away with it.
Yeah, vague racism was, in the early 2000s, vague racism
vague
was
racism was okay, yeah.
And is vague racism Lincoln. Even a term you can use?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Wait, let's go on the most racist name. Number four, right, was Australian. And we were trying to remember this guy's name.
We couldn't think of it. We knew it was something to do with the Outback.
This is the whole reason why we're bringing this up, is to share this with our pals here. and is that so, number four, we were trying to figure out his name, and I'm like, I knew what his name was. Kind of. I knew his first name, at least. I still don't even know his last name. We never really looked it up.
Yeah.
But you were guessing. I was trying to get you to guess. I'm like, it's an Australian animal. And you're like, kangaroo?
It's Kangaroo Jack.
Okay, yeah, stuff like that. And I'm like, nah, you're close to them.
And then I was like, Mongoose Franklin?
Yeah, stuff know. Like that.
And then I said one that really destroyed Neil.
The one, the kicker.
And like, I'm not going to be able to say it.
It was Marsupial Samson.
I don't know if you guys are going to think this is funny.
But to us, this is
Marsupial Samson is a really funny name.
Yeah.
Because the sheer fact that could have been his name.
Nice to meet you. My name is Marsupial Samson. Just call
me Mark. Nice to meet you. My name's Jingle McCringle Bear. I just think it's funny that the fact that we even for a second we were like, wait, Marsupial Samson. It's close.
Yeah.
The fact that that's even close is ridiculous. Mm.
But his real name, I think it's
Wallaby Jones.
It's Wallaby Jones. Which Wallaby is his first name, at least.
It's just a synonym for Marsupial Samson. Personally, I think it's almost exactly the same thing.
Yeah. So what's going on, man? I mean, what's big now? Next Door, obviously.
Yeah, Kids Next Door, definitely relevant. That's a relevant reference to the time. Well, first of all, before we move on to what's big right now, dude, we're talking real fast. We speed talk. So if you can't keep up, use the slow-mo button. That'll be added later in post. We'll add that in post. There's no post, guys. The only post is posting the podcast. There's no post. I was lying. But I just wanted to sound cool. I heard people say that in a movie once. I don't know. It sounded cool. But big things right now. We got the Avengers movie.
Avengers Endgame.
Endgame.
Did you see it?
I did see it. Did you see it?
I did. We can't talk about it.
Definitely can't talk about it.
Can't talk about too many spoilers. Right?
Oh, but there's that other big thing right now. Game of Thrones. Mm. That episode just came out. It was Battle of Winterfell.
But guess what, buddy?
Can't talk about it.
Can't
talk about it. Because if you spoil something, you're canceled, as the Caucasian women say. Canceled.
So, yeah. So
we'll and we don't want to get canceled on our first episode. We haven't even gotten picked up yet.
Yeah.
Can we get canceled if we haven't started? I mean, yeah. Well, actually, that happens to a lot of TV shows, but they have already recorded episodes.
That's
Isn't
fair.
That kind of sad? Did you know about that? Like, a lot of TV shows will record, like, a whole season of a show, almost. Not a whole season, but, like, 7 to 9 episodes. And then they're canceled before they even start.
Really? I actually didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess
really sad. But, like, you gotta imagine being the actors. It's like your big break and stuff.
Wait, we just got word that his name is...
We've gotten an update from our producer, Maddie Willis, longtime girlfriend of Neil. Mm-hmm. Anyways, though, we've gotten an update from her. It's Wallaby Beatles. That's his name.
Not Joan. This is the Kids Next Door.
Wallaby Beatles.
Beatles.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. No, that's a good name.
Beatles isn't a last name. Well, Wallaby's not the first name.
Wallaby's not... But yeah, so Wallaby Beatles, and not even spelled...
Thanks, Maddie.
Yeah, appreciate that, Madge.
So that's good to know. Anyways, though, yeah, back to the thing we were just talking about.
Talk about it, remember?
No, not the things we can't talk about, the things we can talk about, the cancellations. Speaking of us getting canceled already.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
So, pretty much what can happen is they can record, like, 7 to 9 episodes.
Yeah, like you said.
The actors will be, like, super excited.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in theory, they'll be really excited, and then network just says, not gonna work.
Really?
Because, you know, they always do those pre-screenings for, like, the bigwigs, like, the investors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll never make it there, but it's fine. and they always do those pre-screenings and stuff. And if they just don't like it, one guy can make your show not happen.
Wow.
And it's just kind of awful because people rely on that. Like, Hollywood's constantly a revolving door of jobs.
That really
obviously
sucks.
I don't know anything about Hollywood, but
you know enough about this.
Just based off of,
you know, you could be completely lying to me right now.
I could be, and to the listener.
And I believe you. I mean,
to the single listener.
The listener.
We love you, buddy.
Thanks,
we
Charles.
Same Charles. Right, no, Wallaby, dude.
It's Wallaby. Totally it's Wallaby Beatles. No, it's Marsupial Sam's.
Both of them, they listen together. They're best friends.
But what else is
going on? Why did my voice get like that for a second? That was, I went, listen to them. That was really weird, but all right.
But what else is going on? You know, there's actually a lot of games coming out.
Couple big ones that I know of. Have you heard about the game? It's been on my radar for a while. It's an A-list game, I mm-hmm. would say. Mm-hmm. You heard of Days Gone?
You know, I wanted to ask you about, because you mentioned it earlier in the day, Days Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I've gathered so far, I know it came out. I didn't even hear about it before.
Really?
It
you really? Out. Did you really? Is this genuine?
I'm being for real.
You're not like trying to create conversation?
I'm not trying to create conversation.
Dude, you really haven't heard about it?
I haven't heard anything about Days Gone until the date came out.
It's definitely a AAA title,
It's like a zombie game, right?
It's like a zombie apocalypse game. And actually, now that you mention that kind of brings me to like my thoughts about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what do you think? Because like, is it something worth picking up or like...
Obviously, I mean, not obviously. How would you know that? But I haven't played it yet. But just from what I've seen from the screenshots... From videos, some gameplay. I watched a couple people play it and stuff. It's just uninspired.
What do you mean?
Like there's nothing that makes me want to get that specific game.
Is it like, how's it played?
It just seems like it's like a third-person shooter kind of thing.
Kind of like Resident Evil 4? Well, I guess more any like Resident Last Evil, of Us. Except for 7.
More like The Last of
more
Us.
More like The Last of Us.
Okay. And maybe I just want to say The Last of Us because it's also a...
zombie game.
Apocalypse. Yeah. Zombie, it's whatever.
Kind of zombies.
Actually, yeah. It's close to that because they have like the weird zombies, because then the Days Gone, they're called Freakers and they're like really fast or something.
Yeah. Who's it made by? Continue what you were saying first. But...
No, it's fine.
You said it's AAA? Do you even...
It's like a... Honestly, I don't remember. Uh-huh. I just know it's a... I'm pretty sure it's a PS4 exclusive.
Yeah.
I'm not fact-checking any of this stuff, by the way, so if I'm wrong, you can be really mean to me. You're already probably going to be mean, so just add that on the pile of insults. If you want to, just keep it going, because guess what?
Like, you didn't even check your facts.
We have unshakable confidence.
That's true.
And by that, I mean it's completely false. Moving on. So
Days Gone, though.
It's like a AAA title. It's ironically, I can't think of the thing, but real quick tangent. Do you know the Force Awakens franchise? The Star Wars games?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember The Apprentice?
Yeah, the guy
that plays The Apprentice is the main character from Days Gone.
Really?
Pretty cool. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Yeah. That guy's been in a lot of games. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he's known more for games than he is for his actual acting. He's been in some TV shows, too.
Really?
He was in
his
show.
Do you know his name?
Not a clue. Sam, it's Sam, I'm pretty sure.
Just Sam. Sam.
Let's just call him Sam.
Call Marsupial Sam. Sam.
No, but I'm pretty sure his name's Sam, but he doesn't care. Anyways, though, he was on a TV show about, like, werewolves and vampires and stuff.
Really?
Called,
Whatever.
Whatever it was called. Yeah. Werewolves and vampires and stuff, pretty sure.
But anyway, you were saying...
That was the title. Back to the game.
Days Gone. It's uninspired.
Okay, that might be too harsh. Mm-hmm. Let me take that back. I don't think it's... I don't want to say uninspired. I want to say,
Like, you seen it before?
Yeah, like I've seen it before. Because it's not uninspired. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they put a lot of work into it, and I'm in no place to judge what they've done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Who am I?
Well, yeah, but...
I'm just like a college student, but
everyone should have criticism.
Exactly. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion, mm-hmm. too. So,
yeah,
you know,
so
it's
you can
fine,
say whatever you need.
But, like, I don't want to be overly negative.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful, first of all. Let me just say some,
yeah,
like, let me say some positive
seen,
stuff,
looks
first
pretty.
Of all. It looks beautiful. You know, like, story-wise, they put a lot into it. I can see from what I've seen, clips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, to me personally, as a guy who's been playing video games for most of his life,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It just doesn't stand out.
Really?
Like, there's just nothing that, like, I know you have the motorcycle, which is freaking sweet,
yeah,
by the way.
That's pretty
cool. I'll definitely, for the record, I'm saying all this, I will for sure buy it, but I'm not going to pay $60 for it.
You're going to wait for it.
Yeah, forget Price Drop if it does. Because, like I said, like the motorcycle mechanics are cool, and obviously that's, like, one kind of unique thing. Mm-hmm. But just nothing really jumps out at me from what I've seen. And again, maybe I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, and zombies are cool, but it's a really...
Overdone.
Yeah, really overdone.
Now,
genre.
You got to give them some credit. They did kind of ramp it up a little bit, and they made, like, some original zombies and stuff like that.
Yeah, which is cool, but, I mean, Left 4 Dead's done that already.
Exactly.
And so, you know, Last of Us.
They do have bear zombies, though, which I want to
cool.
see. I want to... Days Gone, I am talking
been.
About.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's just, like... It just seems like a classic, like, I want to say run-of-the-mill, but, like a tip... I would say... I guess typical is that a nicer or meaner way of saying it?
I think typical is better to say than run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, but run-of-the-mill has a negative connotation, because I don't want to sound too negative. Also, if you're tapping a few seconds, because we're trying to keep the recording device working, and by that I mean it's our phone. It's blatantly just a phone.
It's just... Yeah, I mean, you gotta get started somewhere,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. So, yeah, we're just... Are we just seeing how long we're going?
Huh?
Were you just seeing how long?
No, I was tapping it just
to make sure it's on. It definitely records when it closes, but I just want to be able to see.
It's a self-conscious thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and also like to see how it's picking up the audio, the little waves and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, well, that's a completely boring conversation. Anyways, though.
But yeah, it is. Yeah,
you know,
it's just we just want to lay it.
Yeah, we're not. We don't want to like have this. Well, let me just say this real quick before I continue with that. A big thing, Neil and I are thinking of this, and feel free to add in your point is we want it to feel really free and like free flowing and natural, like because that's why we started this.
Yeah.
Because we're just two best friends, and we think we have, like, interesting opinions, and hopefully, please God, we're funny sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
we're funny to each other, at least.
It's just, we know how important our conversations, interactions are to each other, so maybe if you guys find this appealing, entertaining, maybe it'll just liven up your day, us being idiots or talking.
It would be cool, you know, because we want to, and again, like, finishing what I was saying, we want to give you the most, like, we want to try and give you one of the most generous,
my bad. Genuine,
thank you. Mm-hmm. I just
you're good. It
we want to give you one of the most genuine podcasts out there in terms of editing and stuff. We're going to try to like very minimally edit this. We're lazy. No, but really, like we want to really give you like a natural,
just a really natural.
Yeah. That's why you're going to hear us talking about like the recording device, which is blatantly a phone.
And stuff like that.
And just that little conversation we just had there, like probably not the most entertaining conversation, but it's just important to me. And I know I'm assuming it's important to you too, Neil, is being genuine.
No, certainly. I mean, see, like a lot of podcasts, we could do a lot of things, you know, but a lot of things could just be kind of already done before. And we feel that maybe there isn't really a podcast for just people literally, like, just talking for the sake of talking. You know, normally there's a reason that someone's talking.
Yeah, I mean, and they're just
go ahead, sorry.
No, yeah, we're kind of just, like, hanging out. Like, I mean, of course there are some there are definitely podcasts that do exactly what we're
doing.
But I just think we're going to give it kind of a unique voice. Mm-hmm. And also, we're in, like, a really interesting time of our lives, if you look at it like that. I mean,
yeah.
That's how a lot of people see it.
I mean, most sitcoms are made about people in their college ages, young 20s.
Yeah, a little bit. Also, wait a minute. Actually, you know what? I have a problem with that.
What? Not,
I don't think that's true.
What?
Most sitcoms are made about people that are like late 20s, like early 30s.
Almost close to middle, more close to middle age. Yeah.
Can you think of a sitcom about kids that are, or like teenage kids like our age? I mean,
how old are the people in Big Bang Theory? I never watched it.
Oh, much older than us.
Really?
They've been through college and stuff already. Well, some of them are geniuses, but they're older than us.
Okay.
I guess, like, it's like kind of a lesser known show, but, like, there was a show called Undeclared. Really old show. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of it. Nobody has. By the way, you're going to know this about me. I know of so many movies and TV shows for absolutely no reason. No reason at all.
You just do.
Actually, there is a reason. Do you mind if I actually tell you?
Yeah, that was the reason.
So, when I was younger, I had Xfinity. It's a TV service in Maryland where we live. I don't know. Who's listening to this?
I think it's pretty.
You think it's Universal? Comcast,
well, not Universal,
Xfinity,
but
like, on the East, it's East Coast.
I think. Well, I mean, like, I think
not, it's not. West, no, it's not West Coast.
Really?
West Coast has a Metro, like Goldwyn Mayer or something like that, like the movie company.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like a really famous like movie making company.
Yeah.
They have the TV over there. Something like that. Really? I could be wrong. Could be way off.
I'm thinking of Verizon. Verizon's
that's
like
worldwide.
That's like
or what? Yeah, worldwide.
Yes, worldwide.
Anyways,
though,
what I was saying is we have Xfinity, Comcast, whatever. And I don't know about this is on everyone's TVs, but on Xfinity, what we have, you can hit info on the shows and stuff, and you can read about the actors. So I know every single, I know so many actors.
Yeah.
I love like learning things, like something I'm interested in. So I'd go to like a movie I like, and I'd go in the actors, read literally every detail about them in the little review, and then I'd go to movies they're in. So I know like every movie, I know all about the actor, I know like all the movies he's in, and that's why I know this useless bullcrap. I don't even know if I ever told you that before, actually.
You've done it with me, so.
You think, really, have I?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Definitely
It's just interesting to me to learn about stuff, so that's why I know a bunch of bullcrap. Anyways, though, back to the, let's get back on
the tale, where we were. Before the train wreck happened, was we were talking about why, is there any sitcoms that have young people?
Yes,
you mentioned
thank
the
you.
Crazy show.
Undeclared. It's about college kids our age, and they're kind of younger in college, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually haven't declared a major yet. That's why it's called
really?
Undeclared.
Okay.
Only ran for one season, I believe. It had, like, I think it had Seth Rogen in it, and funny people like that. Actually, pretty good show.
Really?
Yeah, it was made after this other show called Freaks and Geeks, which is a popular.
Yeah,
like,
I know
cult.
Freaks and Geeks.
That's like a cult classic. They're both kind of Freaks and Geeks a lot more so than that one.
Is it like a sequel to Freaks and Geeks, or is it
just made by
the same people?
Well, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's made by the same people.
No, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. Did you know that that's actually how Seth Rogen got his start.
That's what I was going to ask. I figured
for the most part, I'm pretty sure it was all that.
Oh,
so that's pretty interesting. Anyways, though, I can't. That one's not is an example of it. I would say.
Yeah, there's a new
show that came out. You ever seen the show Blackish?
I've seen commercials for
Blackish. It's a pretty fun show. I didn't dislike it. It got kind of old, but I kind of liked it. They came out with a new show called Grown-ish, and it's about their oldest daughter going to college. Uh-huh. That's blatantly exactly our age.
Really?
So maybe we were kind of wrong.
Yeah, it's harder to think.
But like, there's a lot of sitcoms about middle-aged people
and about high school. Like, if you think about it, like
the range is like
weirder sitcoms, like not quite sitcoms, but kind of sitcoms. Like, what was that one that was so big on Nicktoons? Degrassi.
Oh, dude, Degrassi's a really big show. I don't even know if that originally was on Nicktoons.
That's where Drake, the rapper, got his start. It was National. I think. It was,
hey,
I don't know
what
it was
by the way, Drake. I know you're listening. You always do.
Obviously,
Drake's a big proponent of
this. It's marsupial Samson and Drake are two big ones.
No, but. Let me. This is a message for Drake. Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy, you got your start playing a kid in a wheelchair on a teen drama show.
No. He wasn't initially in a wheelchair. He got shot.
My bad. You got your start playing a high school kid on a teenage drama show. You'll never be hard.
That's
fair. You're not. I mean, harder than me, of course. That's pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm.
No, but not harder than me.
I think I'm the hardest G on the streets.
Hardest G on the streets, Neil.
But
that's what they say.
Yeah. So Drake, just stop. Oh, funny thing, I think I told you, I don't know if I told you about it the other day, but Drake goes to a lot of the Raptors basketball games.
Really?
I'm a big basketball fan, by the way. You'll probably figure that out probably now. Mm-hmm.
Easy win.
So the Raptors playing the Sixers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Sixers fan, by the way.
Geographically, that makes sense as well.
Yeah, that's true. And Drake would not shut up on the sidelines. He's like courtside, and he kept talking crap. And I was like, Drake, please stop.
Drake,
because
stop
I'm pretty sure any of those basketball guys would obliterate Drake. There's actually a story about him talking crap during a game, and I can't remember what players it was. But as they're leaving the game, he's still talking crap to them. And then the player goes, "All right," and basically says, "Like, meet him outside." Drake like tracks the guys down outside, and Drake has like three of his bodyguards. You're not a gangster, Drake.
Well, if there's any Drake fans, they stopped listening a little while ago.
I don't think there are any Drake fans listening.
And you'd be surprised.
A lot of people like Drake. Look, I'm not a big fan of his music, but
I'll say. You know what?
He's a pretty smart guy.
Starting from the bottom, now we hear it's a bop. I'll say it.
Is it? It's not bad. That one's not bad. Which is like, I mean, obviously,
it's like the song.
It's just like a hit. Yeah. So like, it's kind of we're not fans, obviously.
Yeah, but
I'm just playing, Drake. You're obviously a smart guy, and you know how to handle your business, and you're a lot more famous than we'll ever be, probably. So, so good for you. But like, not really a gangster.
Chill out, bro.
Not really a gangster. From Canada, like, automatically. You're from Canada.
From Canada.
Not a gangster.
You're from Canada.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah. Canadians, they're all right. They're cool.
Great.
They're tight.
Probably really nice.
Not a gangster, though.
But not gangster.
Maddie,
what do you think?
Don't have an opinion.
You don't want to weigh in on this?
No.
Canadians equal gangsters? Yes or no?
I've never met a Canadian, so I don't know.
Maddie's, I don't know if you can hear her back there, but Maddie's never met a Canadian. So she's saying neutral on this. But Neil, I think we're pretty firm in agreement.
I don't think a Canadian's going to come up and be like, "Why are you tripping, eh?" And then
yowzers, that was uncomfortable to say the least.
Oh, no, it's are you tripping,
eh? Can you be racist against Canadians?
I'm gonna be racist against anyone.
Oh, boy. Well, sorry, Canadians. Yeah, because Canadians are definitely gonna listen to this.
Yeah, okay.
It's going all over the world.
All over the world.
Also, I know we were thinking about doing 30 minutes for this episode. You wanna go a little longer?
We might have.
Because we're about to get to 30, I'm having a good time, dude. Do you wanna? We're about 24 minutes in almost. Do you wanna you wanna go a little bit longer?
I think we can go a little bit longer.
Because I'm having a good time. I don't know about you.
I'm chilling, man.
You're chilling?
I say we talk until we just stop talking.
That's cool. I'm down with that. We don't have to have a necessarily stop point. And you know, like we were saying earlier, I think that will really add to the genuineness of the podcast if we just go until we're just like, sorry, guys.
And then we're like, all right, that's, I mean, you know, if you guys like it and it's a thing we continue to do once we plan on it.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe we'll have a...
Might have to, like...
Set up time
schedule
so you guys
a little better.
More than people can expect.
Yeah. And again, like, please, if you do listen, I know we're really going all in on that joke, but that's what we do, buddy. We're going to milk it for all it's got. I'm going to keep saying it till it stops being funny, and then it's funny again. But, again, please, like... if you're listening, if you do listen, if you tell your friends to listen, please God do that. Please. Please give us notes. Give us feedback.
Yeah.
What do you want to see? What don't you like? Is it too long? Is it too short? Do we need to stay on topic more?
Yeah.
Like whatever you think, really. Whatever you want to add.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do we sound like big nerds?
Criticism's cool. I mean, helpful or unhelpful, whatever. I mean,
if it's helpful, it'll be helpful.
If it's unhelpful, it'll be funny. So
honestly, if it's unhelpful, we'll just talk about it and it'll be funny.
Yeah, so it's whatever.
Back to Days Gone.
Was there more about Days Gone? I thought you were done with Days Gone a while ago.
I mean, I might be done. Long story short, to summarize my take on Days Gone.
The thing we talked about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. To summarize my take on Days Gone, I just don't see anything special about it that makes you really want to get it.
Yeah, at least now.
At least at this point.
$60
I mean, I will get it in the future, and maybe I'll get an update on it. See what I think about it. Maybe I'll eat my words. You know.
Right now,
motorcycles are cool though. Motorcycles are pretty cool.
Motorcycles are cool. What other games are there? Mortal Kombat 11.
We've both been excited for that one.
Yeah, we have. That one came out. What was it? 2 weeks ago now.
Sure you pre-ordered it, didn't you?
I did. I went and picked it up, but it came out April 23rd, so however long ago that was. I guess that was a week ago.
I think it's like a week.
I don't know.
Last Monday. Thanks, Maddie. What's your take on it so far? You've had a week with the game. What do you think?
I really like it.
I really like it.
Mainly, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why I like it, but I think I like it because, first off, it's definitely the best looking Mortal Kombat game.
I played a little bit with Neil earlier today. It looks really pretty.
Like the people,
the hair. Oh man, dude! I was looking at some like the hair textures. I guess.
Yeah.
You call them textures?
Yeah.
The hair effects.
Yeah.
And it looks very much real, like a lot more realistic.
Than even Mortal Kombat X. I think that came out two or three years ago. I couldn't tell you.
I don't remember. Two or three years ago sounds right though.
Yeah, but yeah, so Mortal Kombat 11.
The crap out of that game.
The story, obviously, I don't want to spoil it because it's still a newer game. But story was a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Me and my girlfriend sat down and just kind of like. What's cool about Mortal Kombat is you fight a lot, but there's also those really nice, long, beautiful cutscenes. It's kind of like watching a movie.
Were the cutscenes pretty too?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty?
They were, yeah. The game, and it's so cool because, like, the cutscenes, right?
Yeah.
Just go, you know, every Mortal Kombat game does it, but it just goes right into the fight, you know?
Yeah, I love that one. But it cuts a little, does it cut a little bit?
No, like that's what I was going to say.
Oh, it's like
this
seamless?
This transition is, like, literally, it's
It's like,
it
you don't even
like
notice
it should
it?
Happen. Yeah, like it's.
That's awesome.
It just looks like a different camera angle, you know, just kind of zooming in.
Because I know in the past Mortal Kombat games, even Mortal Kombat X, there would be like, it would be like, Mortal Kombat X almost was like perfect, but then it went to black real quick.
Yeah, got it.
Just to like set it up, I guess.
Yeah. Did it do that?
Yeah, that's it what it. That's what,
yeah,
just
like before.
It's
right,
like,
right,
it's not even.
Because then they'd say a line.
It's almost unnoticeable when it goes to black, but it does. It did used to go to black before the fight started.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I think so. That sounds right.
But, so that's really good to hear.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's, the create, the customized fighters is kind of a neat system.
I might have to fight you a little on that one.
Okay, why?
So, like, from what I've seen today, and I know you gotta do this to make money, but...
Oh, no, I agree.
It's just 100% money. You can earn the money, obviously, but it takes...
We can also just go into the crypt and unlock it that way.
It takes so much longer.
There's definitely... Yeah, it does. And there's definitely... And just with any game ever, it's not NetherRealm's fault. It's
no,
just,
of course not. They're just doing what's right for them business-wise.
There is kind of a little bit of a, like... Incent, like, saying, like, hey, you know, you could buy some costumes.
Yeah.
Or you could buy some of the... The only thing is, you know what I will say, though...
What?
It does kind of strive away from having you do that because there's a store in-game, right?
Yeah.
When you click on it, every day is a different costume. And you can only buy those couple ones. So
that's
it's not
kinda,
like...
So it's like a loot crate almost.
Almost.
Because it's like you don't know what you're going to get every day. It's a different thing every day.
Yeah, it's a different... Like, you know what it is once you boot
it up
and look, obviously.
Yeah, of course,
but it's like
course.
So
but
like
tonight,
you're not
going to
actually...
For instance, if you looked at it tonight, you wouldn't know what it's going to be tomorrow, right?
Yeah. And there's also some skins you can't buy. There's a lot you just can't buy.
Do you just earn them? Or?
You earn them through story mode, through... There's a thing called AI battles I mess around with a little bit.
Is there
bit.
An arcade mode still?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Cool. You know what I miss? I don't know if it's still in this. You remember in... It was around the Mortal Kombat Armageddon era, I think. When you did arcade mode, you used to have to... There was like a tower of heads...
True. Oh, of head? Like
it's just like... It's just like... That's pretty funny. It's just like a picture of whoever you're fighting's head.
No, Yeah, that's.
Do they still have
that? That's never left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, where have I been?
yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll miss
it's
it.
It's a little less funny than in Armageddon.
It was really funny.
In Armageddon, it was really, like, just her face.
It was
but,
very
like,
funny.
Armageddon, Deadly Alliance, Deception is all kind of a blur for me because it's all basically the same kind of game. But
yeah, they're pretty dang close.
They're very similar.
You said Deadly Alliance, Deception, and
Deception,
Armageddon.
And there was one called Unchained. A lot of people.
And you're talking to one of them.
Yeah,
I do not
so
know.
It was
what
right
that
in between Deception and Armageddon.
I'll tell you what. Did you ever get a chance? Sorry,
Shadow Monks.
Go ahead. Well, yeah, Shadow Monks is a great game.
Yeah,
go ahead. What were we saying?
No, I was just saying Unchained is between the
Shadow Monks is a great game.
Yeah.
I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But did you ever get a chance to play Deception?
No, actually, Deception's not one I played.
Oh, dude. If we ever get it, I don't know if I still have it for the PS2, but I think I might have been one of the games I saved.
Sweet.
And I think Maddie has a PS2, doesn't
she? We have a PlayStation.
If we ever get the chance to, or we just get off eBay or something, we should play that game.
Definitely.
Because it's one of the earlier ones that has like a, it has like a system where there you have three little forms, but it's mid-fight you switch.
Really?
So you go from your one fighting stance, second fighting stance,
yeah.
then your weapon stance.
Well, yeah. Well, that's kind
that's
of
that's what's Armageddon too.
Yeah. It's not three. It's just two. It's like your fighting stance
yeah.
and your weapon stance.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not two. Then maybe it's not three. Maybe it's just two in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I just remember Armageddon. Either way,
yeah.
My main point.
Hey, no, that brings back to my point though. They're all a blur. It's like Call of Duty.
They are all a blur. That's true. It's kind of like Call of Duty in that aspect where it all kind of like blends together.
Those ones in particular.
Yeah,
just
those ones
they were like the 3D ones.
Yeah.
Where like. Some people like them, some people hate them.
I love them. I love each one of them.
They're fun.
Didn't really play Deadly Alliance too much, but...
Yeah, and you never played Unchained, obviously.
I definitely never played Unchained. But anyways, though, back to what I was saying. If you ever get a chance to, or we ever get a chance to, hopefully,
yeah.
we should definitely play Deception because it was really cool. And it featured, like, a really in-depth story mode where he went through the whole life, kind of this one character.
Shujinko?
Yeah, Shujinko, mm-hmm. yep. Love Shujinko.
Really?
He starts off as
a real
tool.
A lot of people hate him.
Yeah, because he starts off as a real tool. But
you have the opposite of the opinions of most people in those games.
I mean, I'm not a hipster, but...
but, you know, kind
of. You know, whatever. I didn't do it on purpose. I really do like those games, because
yeah.
I grew up with them. Like,
that's fair.
They were released, it really is. Release date-wise, they're a little bit earlier than me being able to play them.
Yeah.
But, obviously, I did.
Yeah, because Armageddon, the newest one of those games, was like 2006.
Okay, 2006.
Because I only know that because I looked it up last night while I was playing it. Because I was like, how old is this game?
Yeah. But anyways, though, so Deception, really cool, had a really cool story mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to see Shujinko age. I always got really mad because, like, the third form, he was super buff and cool, had no shirt
and
on.
And he becomes an old man.
And then, right at, like, almost right after that,
he becomes an old man.
Nothing against old people.
Yeah, it's just fun.
But it's just not as cool.
Completely different switch. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah, but Mortal Kombat, all in all, the start of this conversation.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat 11.
Mortal Kombat 11 is pretty good. It's a little bit of a cash grab, but not really. It's better than games like Overwatch and stuff like
but
that, for sure.
But, to be fair,
mm-hmm.
with games like Overwatch specifically, and that one, not pay to win.
It's true.
Just pay to look cool.
Just pay to cause.
With
cosmetic.
Mortal Kombat, you gotta give Mortal Kombat credit for that, too. In Injustice, the things you get change your stats, actually.
Really?
Injustice 2.
Well, things in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, do they really?
But you can't, like... It's hard to explain. Like, you can only buy particular things at particular times. Like,
yeah.
You know? So it's, like, it's not as bad, but...
Oh, boy. So, then I take that back. Screw you, another realm. I'll never buy another one again.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I actually love Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
We played today, though. That was a good time.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Ed Boon, you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Should have put Shaggy in the game, though.
He wanted to.
He made the concept art thingy.
He made it.
Dude, he blew balls to a lot of people
that
day.
That was so silly.
Yeah. A little late on that train, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I still think
you know
it's
what?
Funny. It holds up.
Speaking of Mortal Kombat, kind of. This is going to be a weird segue, but bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
We had a friend who really liked Mortal Kombat as a kid. And I don't know why. I'm just really thinking of that time when we were younger. Right? And we were walking around our town, Northeast. Northeast is a beautiful town. It's right on the Northeast River, obviously.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't know that.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, like, if there's the Northeast River,
that's a good
point.
Yeah, that's it's probably in Northeast.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
that's a good point.
So it's a beautiful little town, friendly folk, but we got some characters.
There are some interesting people.
And this friend, we know we're long to speak to, so I won't mention his name just in case.
Let's just call him Bart.
Bart. We walk around Bart.
I'm not gonna be able to call him Bart. Yeah, we're not calling him Bart.
What is that? But anyway, our friend.
Yeah. Who we just say out. Yeah. Just say our friend.
I remember it was the three of us just walking around town because that's, you know, we were young. That's just what we did. I'd say maybe in middle school, maybe sixth.
I think we were in sixth,
like 11 years old. Well, maybe the summer going into sixth grade.
Sixth or seventh grade.
Maybe somewhere around there. Either way, we were young, 11, 12 age, and we're walking around, and there's this guy. He's like, he kind of looks like, if you know who J.P. Morgan is. Are you right?
Who the heck is J.P.?
You know J.P. Morgan.
I know he's like a bank company. What is he?
He was the...
I've never seen him.
Historical figure, J.P. Morgan.
That's a real person?
He's like he was like a big Monopoly guy. The Monopoly man is based off J.P. Morgan.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so he's a real
I'll be
guy.
Honest, dude.
You were like, what the heck are you talking
about? I thought
it
was like one of those like made-up mascots or
no,
whatever.
No, yeah, J.P. Morgan, right? Okay. And he was a real historical figure. He was a big like railroad guy, a couple other things. Yeah. He was like when you learn about monopolies in
tycoon.
High school. He was one of the business tycoon, right? And so
tycoon.
Is so, kind of anyway, so this guy in Northeast looks kind of like J.P. Morgan a little bit. Well, looked. I haven't seen him in a while, but he looked. He had that mustache, like that big silly mustache.
Okay, remember, I remember. I remember. See, I remember the mustache. I can visualize it now.
So we're walking through town, and this guy he's on a bike, right? He rides up to us on his bike, and he like to and you know Russell. And our friend keep walking, but I'm like, all right, this guy's got something to say. Let's see what he has to say, right?
Real quick, don't do that.
Yeah.
If you see a guy who looks like J.P. Morgan on a bicycle...
With crazy eyes,
with
by
crazy,
the way.
He definitely had crazy eyes, and he kept snorting like he was on cocaine. Yeah, like, am I right to remember that?
Definitely,
or is that
definitely, definitely.
He kept
definitely.
Snorting. Because he had a cold. Theory. He could have had a cold, yeah, but I thought he was on coke. Yeah, if you're a young kid and he's an old
an
man...
An old man's riding up to you, looking at you with crazy eyes?
Don't do that.
I was a silly
pro
kid.
Tip. Silly, we could say that.
Silly is the term we'll use. I was stupid.
Do so, not do that.
So, anyway, so we, the guy pulls us over. Well, not pulls us over, he's not a cop. So,
he pulled us over.
And you were low ahead, so you got obviously here, and you kind of came back to me.
Dude,
sure
the only thing he wanted to pull was your freaking
too.
Pants down, man. Oh, golly.
But what he said, no, he gave me sage wisdom that day.
Dude, it's not
he,
sage like
he
wisdom.
He said to me, he comes up to me, and he goes, kid, always remember, if you're not here... You're there.
Let's dissect that real quick.
If you're not here, where are you at? You're there.
There, I guess? I guess
not
you're
here,
there.
You're there.
So, Neil, since he's your sage master, what does that mean?
It basically means if I'm not in the current in this location, then I'm probably in a different location. that's what it means.
I'm sorry. Rewind the tape.
No.
So if you're not here, you're there.
If I'm not, where
its
I am
basis
now,
form is
then I'm somewhere
if
else.
If you're not located at this location, you're located at another location.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a metaphor, maybe
no.
About like if you're not living in the moment, then you're in another moment.
Well, it probably is because of what he said next. Do you remember he said?
It's better. It gets better.
He says to us. He goes and remember. Also, he basically named off a ton of things like that. I can't remember all of them, but two stuck out. That one and the other
one.
Yeah,
he definitely said more.
He
you were there
said
for
more.
A while.
I can't remember. We were there for
you
at least
were there for
I'd
a
say
while.
5 minutes.
Yeah. He also kissed you.
He didn't kiss him. So he says to me. If you got 1 foot in yesterday, and 1 foot in tomorrow, you're pissing all over today, buddy. And I go. You know, that's really something to think about.
No. Wait. Let me. Sorry. Sorry to make it up.
No, you're good.
So first, Neil's by himself, by the way, because I walked away.
Yeah. Not
I
super
said,
far though. You're
not
like
too
close
far,
enough.
But I want to keep an eye on him because I don't want my friend Neil get attacked. You know, I don't know what this guy could have done. I don't want to make any assumptions. Obviously, mm-hmm. I made some jokes before, but you know, you never know.
Yeah.
So I kept an eye. I want to keep an eye on my buddy Neil because you never know what's gonna happen with J.P. Morgan on a bicycle. Put that on a T-shirt, huh? Oh man.
J.P. Morgan on a bicycle.
Excuse me. Anyways, though, so I'm away from Neil. Neil walks over to me, and he is not kidding in any way.
Not at all. I thought this guy was so cool.
100% serious. 100% serious, dude. Mm-hmm. Looks at me and goes, man, that guy had some good stuff to say.
And you're like...
And as soon as I didn't even let him talk. I go, nope, he sure didn't. I go, he sure didn't have anything good to say. You know why?
Why?
He looks insane.
And he was insane.
And he's probably on cocaine right now.
He probably was.
I go, Neil, that guy definitely didn't tell you anything important.
He just told me things that we all like, just normally know. You know, like if you're... He just basically, in a weirder way, said...
Live today.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on your past. Don't dwell on the
future. In a cocaine-fueled way.
In a scary... Nowadays, scary. In very, very scary, scary way.
Scary. Definitely. Dude, how would you ever trust that guy?
I don't know. Never judge a book by its cover.
That book that book you can judge by its cover, bro.
No.
You can judge that book by its cover, its spine, its back, its little flap in the inside. You can judge that book by any way.
I didn't know this was the librarian show with Russell Holt. So I thought it was something else.
Hey, shut up. That's a good comeback always. Keep that in your back pocket.
Shut up.
hey, shut up. But, there are some books you can judge by the cover.
It's funny, though, because, like, that's not even the only time we've dealt with a grown man
on a bicycle.
Messing with us.
Yeah, because, I remember this, too.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
With a kid.
Yeah, I think it was four of us, right?
It was me, you, the same friend from before, the crazy guy story, the J.P. Morgan story.
And another friend
who was...
It's gonna get confusing if we don't give him names. So, let's call one J and one P. J.P. Morgan? Yeah, you got it.
All right, P will be the one who's in the last tale. J will be the new member of the tale. So,
just to clarify,
yeah,
P is from the last story with J.P. Morgan.
And J.P. Morgan?
J is in the new guy.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so we're walking down the street with our two best pals, J and P.
Yeah.
J and P. And at the time, of course. And we don't talk to either of them anymore. I hope you guys are doing
nothing
well.
Really bad. We hope we do.
If you know we're talking about you, I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we do hope they're doing well. And shout out to them. You know, obviously we were best friends with them for a while.
Yeah, we were.
Nothing bad happened.
Yeah,
we just naturally grew apart. Unfortunately,
just stop hanging out, kind of thing. But
go ahead now. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. So we're walking around town, right? And there's this guy. Maybe what would you say in his later 20s, probably.
I would say mid-20s. Yeah, wasn't that old.
And we're about the same age as the last story, maybe. Yeah, so we're maybe like definitely 12 if or anything 13. Older, yeah. So 12 or 13.
This was definitely after that.
Yeah. And so this guy comes up with another kid we went to school with. We won't mention his name at all, but it's just because he was just with the kid. But and he just came up to us and he just started being really mean and like aggressive towards us.
Just like getting our faces and stuff.
They didn't even seem
like a general.
Well, just a jerk. Yeah, and because we're like 12, 13, this guy's definitely at least like 27.
At least 20, 22,
23. Yeah, somewhere around there. So he comes up to us and he's just like kind of being weird. He's saying things like, I remember, and our one friend from the last story just fucking walks away. Like not runs, but like just, see ya.
He just blatantly walks away.
Like and just left us there.
He just blatantly
ditched us. Peace leaves us.
I mean, I know I kind of left Neil, but at least I still stayed around to see what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just gone.
He was. We didn't even.
I don't remember even seeing him
for the rest of that
for
day.
For a little. No, we saw him later on.
No, we did. We did.
We caught up with him, but like during the altercation, I looked around. I think just to see if he was all right. Uh-huh. He was just blatantly not there anymore.
Gone. Yeah. So anyway, so this guy. And when I say aggressive, like, he really got aggressive.
He was getting in our faces.
Yeah, he was getting, like, in our faces just yelling. And he didn't even look or seem like he was, like, drugged out or, like, on anything.
He didn't seem that tough either.
He didn't. It was just, well, that's, I mean, he's picking on kids.
So you can't be that tough.
He's not that tough. Yeah, so he, but he, like, came up to us and he was, like, saying all this stuff. I can't even remember the kind of things he said, but I remember he said something about you having bushy eyebrows, which, I mean, whatever, I guess.
It's true.
He didn't have to point it out.
He didn't have to say it. I was fat. He didn't say anything about that.
He did something to each of us.
I realized? I was totally fat then.
You were definitely a chunky monkey.
Why didn't he say anything about that? You know, I know why.
Why?
Maybe somebody else in the story was a little bit bigger than I was.
Yeah, that's true. Someone else in the story was a little
bit
bigger
than chunky. We'll get to that later, though.
But anyway, so he comes up. And he's, like, yelling at you about your bushy eyebrows, like, in your face, right? He's yelling at me, and me and Russell here, we were kind of trying to maintain this cool, like, we're not scared, you know? And I remember, like, just trying to intimidate, he, like, spits at me, right?
Oh, this is so funny.
He spits, and he misses, like, he just, like, kind of hits. I don't know if he was trying to spit on me or at me or what, but I just assumed on me. So he spits at me, and I go, you missed.
Neil, I got news for you. Huh. You got him.
I got him.
That showed him.
Guess what, buddy?
If there's one thing that's going to teach him a lesson...
You...
that killed him. I'm pretty sure he went home that day and cried himself to sleep.
Definitely. That's what got him. It was him missing.
But to be fair, I give you credit just for being able to come up with anything.
But the craziest thing is our other friend, Jay.
Oh, wait. Before you get to that, there's one more detail about the spit thing I just remembered.
Oh, what?
When you say you missed, he says, I was trying to.
Yeah, he did. He did say that. He was like, I was trying to miss you.
So a really good altercation. Some really, real wordsmiths.
Real,
wordsmiths, yeah, to wordsmiths say the least. Anyways, though, back to
so,
what you're
no, yeah, so I was going to say, but with us, it got, like, a kind of weird and awkward and, like, just kind of, like, don't mess with 12-year-old kids.
They're like, hey, don't be weird.
Just, yeah, but it got way worse with our other friend. Not the one who ran away, obviously.
Yeah, he ran away. Jay stuck with us.
Jay's with us, and Jay, Jay was like, Jay always had this mentality of like, I'm not going to back down, even though he wasn't a tough guy.
Let's say it. He had a Napoleon complex.
He definitely had a Napoleon complex.
Real short guy. We were all short, but he was
the shortest by a lot. And he,
a little chunkier.
He would have been a chunky guy, but it's okay. It's okay. So he like got in this guy's face and he's like yelling back at him. He's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like really in his face, like trying to fight him. He has He has his fist clenched.
Yeah, but then, the other guy, the dog, hits him.
Right in the face.
And pushes him in the street.
And then, I don't know if it's at this point or a little bit before that, but I go, hey, you're an adult on a bike.
That is when he said it. He said it right there. You're like, you're an adult on a bicycle. So, it was amazing. I don't know.
It was just a great altercation. I just go, hey, buddy, guess what? You're an adult on a bike. And, like, no disrespect to people who, like, ride bikes for exercise or anything like that, don't get in my face.
Yeah. Yeah, just in general. He could have been anything. You could have been anything, and we would have said, oh, yeah, well, you're this, because that's
just
you were a kid.
Exactly. So I just go, you're an adult on a bike.
On a bike. Get out of my face.
Shut up.
But yeah, so basically, nothing really bad. The worst that happened is our friend got punched, and the guy kind of just...
And he just kind of left.
He kind of just left. He was kind
of... And we just moved on.
Maybe he also just kind of realized, like, oh, God, I just punched a minor. I got to get out of here. You know, just
I don't think that guy would have cared about that too much.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But maybe he was just bored with being a complete tool and bullying little kids for no reason at all.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here. But yeah, so in the end, everyone was fine.
Yeah, it worked out.
It was an awkward day.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You're good.
There's a couple Northeast stories for you. You'll get some more of those. Don't worry. Definitely. If you like them, of course.
Yeah.
We've just been informed by our podcast app. Insanely complicated
recording.
Awesome
device.
Recording device. Yeah. Otherwise known as an iPhone 6. I'll brush past that though. That apparently our podcast is gonna be a little bit shorter than we were thinking, but you know, we're getting close to wrapping it up, so we just want to do a couple of closing statements
for you. Talk to you guys. Yeah, just basically telling us the maximum recording time. So, and we haven't gone over, so we're fine. But we definitely should just.
I think we'll wrap it up pretty soon, because we got some homework to do as college students and stuff. Got some stuff to do. But we're having a great time talking to you guys.
It's been fun.
It's been great. It's been a fun time. You got to stop talking so much, though, guys. You're kind of big mouth.
I know, yeah. Let us talk.
Let us talk. It's our podcast, so let us talk. Not even sure why I said that, but it seemed right. Basically, we just want to kind of wrap it up here. So this is it. This is our podcast.
It's early.
The
real deal with Russ and Neil. And I think basically it'll probably be similar every time. You know, we'll say hi, talk about how our days.
You know, kind of gives like maybe you go over some current stuff.
Yeah, like and games, see, and maybe and events.
I kind of liked how we didn't originally talk about this, but I kind of liked how through the current events we kind of got on some tangents, but we got back to what we were talking about.
Yeah,
because I like we got on some tangents there because it was like we didn't like. Obviously, we didn't plan everything we were going to say out.
No.
But with the current events, I think it was nice how we, like, got off on that thing about the sitcoms and stuff.
Definitely.
So that was really interesting. So, you know, we'll keep some stuff open. Obviously, we'll keep open-minded. If we get into a good topic, we're not going to just force ourselves to jump onto something else.
Definitely, yeah.
But, pretty much, that's it. We're going to do that, current events. And, you know, try to tell some stories.
Tell some personal stories, because that's always fun. And maybe we'll expose ourselves a bit more next time.
Most certainly will.
We will definitely stories, have exposure.
Yeah, we weren't the coolest guys in high school.
You mean the coolest, not one.
Oh, yeah, for sure the coolest guys.
Yeah, but yeah.
So, that's this week's show.
Hopefully we'll get one to you every week.
We're going to try to get one every week. Maybe not on a Wednesday. Maybe on a Wednesday. No. Like we said earlier, let us know. Do you like it on a Wednesday? Do you like it on another day? Should we do it early in the morning? Should we do it later at night? Like, if we can work with our schedules, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Just let us know. You know, any feedback will be greatly appreciated. That's pretty much it. I'll see you guys next week.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Have a good time, buddy.
Hey. Me too.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye.